STR mobile.
STR and 4ZLK mobile. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jim. Oh, how's your day going? We got a pretty good blow there early this morning, but the sun is peeping through now.
I had a pretty good morning so far. I slept through most of it. It was blowing when I got up, but the rain, most of the rain was gone by the time I was driving in. It was just dark and cloudy in front of me, and the blue sky was breaking behind me.
Like that. Well, those rough-looking clouds over there to the east, I'll tell you. Even with the sun coming through them. Well, I heard it, and it was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. And it was moving 50 miles an hour, I think they said. But we got, I think, 6,700, Shane. I'm just headed over to get a blood draw, but I got to drive clear across town for it, so I'll be out here a while.
Oh, if we got any lightning, thunderstorms with that, I didn't hear anything, so doesn't mean anything. Sometimes when I sleep, I don't hear much.
To my knowledge, I didn't hear any up at our place, and I was up during the worst of it there with this shunt in me. I have to get up and go to the restroom quite a lot, and they're just really, the wind was just pummeling the side of the house from the west, it sounded like, southwest. And I think the anemometer only registered up to a little over 20 miles an hour, but I think it was stronger than that.
We're at 5:30 and let the dog out, and it was raining a little bit, but the wind was just howling. But I'm down kind of in a hole. I'm protected from the south all the way around to the northwest. I'm protected by pretty good. There's, what, I got 400 feet to the northwest and I don't know, 100 feet to the rest of it. So the wind kind of goes over top, but it sure was howling in the trees.
It's going to be, I think, 45 to 50 today, Shane. It's supposed to be high winds following this dang thing. I looked out to see if there's any trees or anything down. There wasn't. I had one varmint out back, and that was about it.
Well, it's windy in the upper elevation because those clouds are really moving. I'm sure we'll feel it. Oh, there's a tree down right there off of a... White Horse Road. Fortunately, it laid down across the yard instead of out in the road. Anyway, I'm almost where I'm going. I'm going to drop this trailer, so I'll be back in for a few more minutes when I get done. And then I'll be, I'm not sure where I'll be for a little while, but I'll be in and out today. So I hope you have a good drive across there and everything goes well. I know it doesn't take long to draw the blood, but hope you feel okay. We'll talk to you in a little while. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Good to hear you. Bright sunshine, and nice to hear from you today. And this is just a normal appointment that they do with me on a six-month interval. And I'll have to go in next week for a regular doctor's appointment. I won't see any doctor today. I don't know why they don't make them the same day, but I'm pretty certain it's because they got to send out the blood draw someplace. Anyways, have a good day and a safe day, Shane. In 4ZLK, in 0TR73.
KO4HKX. Hey, Tom. Hey, Bernice.
Where have you been, Patrick? I haven't heard you in the last couple of days. You been vacationing?
Not really. I was sick over the weekend and didn't work Monday because of it. And then just haven't been on the radio much because couldn't quit coughing long enough.
Hear that. And that's exactly what Bernice said after we didn't hear you for a while. She said, I wonder if Patrick's sick. And I said, no, I checked in on the net last night. But that's the first time I'd heard you, so that explains that. Well, I've been trying to avoid it. I got talked to about not going to a concert last night for my grandson, but, oh, there's a zillion kids there acting a fool, even though it's a concert. You know, kids are. And you're right square in the middle of them, and that's like being in the middle of a petri dish. And so I told the daughter I wasn't going, because I had a surgery turned down one time because I had a cold. They don't want you to be sick. And after waiting this long, I don't want to screw that up. I know there's no guarantees, but, she said, you're amongst more kids at the supermarket. And I said, no, I ain't. We go at times when there's kids are in school.
You just got to look out for yourself. That's for sure. But yeah, I wouldn't want to get sick right now with your surgery coming up either.
And if she wanted to be mad at me, well, that was her option. But we've been to all of his concerts, and he's the younger grandson. And she filmed it anyway, so we'll get to see it. And that's good enough for me. I'd rather do that in the first place than go to them. Because it's hard for us to get in and out of there, and the traffic is buku, bunches, you know, and I just soon see it videoed. What's the difference? But she said that she'd do that and send us the video of it. And, I'm just headed over to the west side of town to the VA to get a blood draw. And the sun's peeping in and out. We got about 3/4 of an inch of rain, not quite.
I'll be careful. I'm at my next stop, and maybe I'll catch you later today, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good, safe trip. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okie doke. Have a good day, Patrick. This is N0TR73.
This is Miss Bernice, KA5WLL Mobile.
Good morning, Leroy. Boy, I've got to talk to a lot of my friends this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good this morning, heading home for the morning, and just got off the school bus there at Taylor. So I haven't seen no lightning this morning, but we've been out since about 5 o'clock this morning running around. So saw wind and heavy rains, but no lightning. I heard, I think it was Shane in there asking about that a while ago, and I don't blame. It don't matter. Those kids will go to school sick or whatever. It don't matter sometimes.
My thoughts, and I know it to be true. You're exactly right. Yeah, I didn't hear any lightning, and I had everything unplugged and grounded out. But let's see if this. Nope. I was trying to get on the way to Hampton here, and this lady. She's got all the room in the world, but she won't go. You know how that goes.
That, I'm sitting here at the light at Wade Hampton and St. Mark, getting ready to go into downtown Taylor's. So, but yeah, you enjoy your trip to the VA clinic there, and tell them not to take too much of your blood. I had to give some blood over there the other day for a doctor's appointment.
Ironically, I met a guy, I was trying to think where, probably at the grocery store, and he was talking about, he saw my hat, and he was talking about doctors, and he said, well, I have to go to Greendale now also, and I said, yeah. I said, we got a good doctor now over there. And he says, who is she? And I said, Dr. Ross. And he says, oh, my God, Tom. He says, you wouldn't believe how bad this Dr. Islam is. Does that ring a bell, Leroy?
That doctor don't ring a bell with me. I go to Cynthia.
Well, it was terrible. But what's the odds of me meeting somebody 6 months after they finally got rid of him? And they sent him to Spartanburg. And this poor guy's, he said, I'm going to ask for another doctor. He says, man, he's horrible. And I said, yep. I agree with you. I didn't know you could even ask for another doctor, but it's the worst I ever had in all my life.
You can if you and the doctor don't agree. I think you can. It takes a little bit of doing, but they eventually change it, I think.
And man, I'm not kidding. Dr. Canab was awesome down there for years, and she left because of the woke policies and that, and so I was told. And then he come in there, and I've never been treated like that in my life. I've always had real good luck down here.
Can't really complain about mine. I've talked to three or four doctors since I've been at the VA clinic, so, and all of them seem to be pretty good. They just move on to different clinics for some reason or other.
A&M quit. There was three of them quit at once. And she told me they had over 1,300 patients per doctor. That's just, I don't know how they handle it.
Don't know either. That just baffles me how they have such doctor shortage like that, and they still see all the patients that they do. Anyways, Tom, y'all be careful. I'm about where I need to be, and I'll let you go. Y'all have a good day and be safe going to town there. It's crazy sometimes. N0TR, K5WLS.
Well, yeah, I'm really pleased we got a nice new doctor, and she's very thorough. I got to have kidney surgery later this month. I didn't know if you knew it or not, but I got some stones that are bigger than an inch and a quarter in my left kidney. I'm looking forward to getting that over with. Anyways, take care, Leroy. K5WLL, N0TR, 73.
I didn't know about that, but you take care, and we wish you well. 73, sir. K5WLL, 73.